Blog Talk Radio.
I'm coming to you with another teaching of evidences of being influenced by Satan, part three. The last broadcast, one of the evidences was walking in darkness, saying one has no sin, and failing to please God and keep his commandments, and failing to walk as Christ did, and hating anyone, and failing to overcome Satan. And the one that we're going to start with this broadcast, the part three of evidence of being influenced by Satan, is loving the world and the things in it. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17 says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." So this is one way how to tell if you are one of the evidences of being influenced by Satan, is if you loving the world and the things in it. He starts out in the Epistle of John, "Love not the world." And then he explains what it means by loving the world. Then he said, "Neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him." So we want the love of the Father in us. But if we love the world, then the love of the Father is not in us. Then explain to us what this means. What does it mean to love the world? Verse 16 says, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh." Now we're starting to find out what he means by loving the world. The lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. This is what he's talking about when he says, "Love not the world." He's talking about the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. He said, "Is not of the Father, but is of the world." That's what he means by when he says, "Love not the world." And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God, notice this, abideth forever. What is the will of God? The word of God is the will of God. When we read the word of God, when we study the word of God and rightly divide the word of God and be a doer of the word and not a hearer only, then we are in the will of God. And in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, this is John declares the unique love of God toward us in making us his children. So 1 John 3:1 says, "Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not." Notice what the Apostle John says, "Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us." God is love. God has bestowed love upon us. Nothing we could do to get God to love us more. Nothing we could do so bad that would cause God to stop loving us. He said that we should be called the sons of God. Now, we are not the son of God, but we're adopted sons of God, if you will. He said that we should be called the sons of God. That's what we are. That's who we are in Christ. "Therefore, the world knoweth us not." The world don't know us because it knew him not. The him is Jesus. And in 1 John chapter 3, verses 13, he says, "Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you." So we're not to marvel. He said, brethren, he's talking to the brethren here, "if the world hate you." Well, if the world hates us, we're not to marvel. If demons hate us, well, we're not to marvel. And in 1 John chapter 4, verse 5 says, "They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. In other words, the world, they are of the world. Therefore speak they of the world, about the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and the lust of the flesh. And the world heareth them. The world hear the people that of the world. Now, here's another one. How to tell if you're influenced or evidence of being influenced by Satan. And that is leaving Christian fellowship. There's a lot of people. They're leaving Christian fellowship. In other words, they don't have a home church. They're not under a pastor. In other words, they get offended or whatever, and they leave church. If you get offended and leave church, know this. This is one of the evidences of being influenced by Satan. 1 John 2:19. It says, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. Do you hear that? They went out from us. In other words, they left. But they were not of us. In other words, they didn't really belong to them. For if they had been of us, in other words, they didn't really belong to them, they would no doubt have continued with us. They didn't continue. He said, but they went out. They left. That they might be made manifest or made known that they were not all of us. Sometimes people leave. I believe it was Apostle Paul said, Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world. Sometimes people love the world. The Bible says they'll be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Here's another evidence of being influenced by Satan, and that is ignoring truth. 1 John chapter 2, verses 20 through 27. This is talking about from whose deceit the godly preserve themselves through preservance and faith and holiness of life. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denies the Father and the Son. Whosoever denies the Son, the same has not the Father. But he that acknowledges the Son has the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he has promised us, even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you, but the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, ye shall abide in him. Now notice this. 1 John 2:20 says, but ye have an unction from the Holy One. If you're born again, you have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things, he said. In other words, you can by the Holy Spirit. He said, I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth. He said, that's what, why I written this epistle, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denies that Jesus is the Christ? If someone denies that Jesus is the Christ, they're a liar. He is Antichrist that denies the Father and the Son. In other words, if someone denies the Father and the Son, then they are Antichrist. He said, whosoever denies the Son, the same has not the Father. So if someone denies Jesus, that he's the Son of God, the same has not the Father. In other words, Muslims does not believe that God had a son, so they deny the Son. But he that acknowledges the Son has the Father also. So if they acknowledge Jesus, they have the Father also. So we see here too in the divine Trinity, God the Father and God the Son, Jesus there. He said, let that therefore abide in you. We need to let it abide in us, which ye have heard from the beginning. We've heard it from the beginning. If that, or they did, if that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you. We, in other words, let his word remain in us. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Ye also shall continue in the Son. We need to we started out with Jesus. We need to continue with Jesus. And we need to finish with Jesus. And in the Father. We see Jesus. We see the Father here. And this is the promise that he has promised us, even eternal life. He's given us a promise. And this is a promise of eternal life. Only eternal life is found in Jesus. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. You know, there's people out there that will try to seduce you. There's many winds of doctrines out there. People out there that will try to get you into their false doctrines. That's why you need to know the Word of God for yourself. Now, I'm going to recommend a good Bible for you. It's called a Dake Bible. And you need to get that, and you need to study it, because you study that, and you can know the truth of the Word of God. He said, these things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. There's people out there that will try to seduce you. Notice verse 27. But the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you. If you're born again, you have an anointing that you have received from Jesus that abides in you. And notice he said, and ye need not that any man teach you. Now, that's not talking about we don't need teachers in the body of Christ. We do need teachers in the body of Christ. Ephesians 4:11 said, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. In the Greek, it says pastor, teachers, I believe it is. And he said, but at the same anointing, no, that same anointing teaches you of all things. The anointing teaches us. And is truth. Note that. The Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of truth. And is no lie. It's impossible for God to lie. And even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him. In other words, we're taught by the Holy Spirit. And we should abide in him. Here's another evidence of being influenced by Satan. And it is denying God and Jesus. He said, who is a liar but he that denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist, that denies the Father and the Son. Whosoever denies the Son, the same has not the Father, but he that acknowledges the Son has the Father also. Notice this, who is a liar? You know, we got liars in the pulpit. But he that denies that Jesus is the Christ, in other words, they are a liar, Antichrist, that denies the Father and the Son. If anybody denies the Father and the Son, they're a liar and the Antichrist. 1 John 2:23 said, whosoever, notice that, whosoever denies the Son, that is Jesus, the same has not the Father. So if you deny the Son, which is Jesus, the same has not the Father. That's God the Father. But he that acknowledges the Son, if they acknowledge Jesus, has the Father also. Another evidence of being influenced by Satan is doing unrighteousness. He said, if you know that he is righteous, that Jesus, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. We are to do righteous. We are to practice righteousness. We are to be Christ-like. We are to forgive like Jesus forgave. We are to love like Jesus loved. That's what it means to be a Christian. It just means to be Christ-like. And in 1 John 3:10, he said, in this the children of God are manifested, and the children of the devil. Whosoever does not righteousness is not of God, neither he that love us not his brother. He said, in this, the children of God are manifested, or manifest. He talked about the children of God and the children of the devil. You're either a child of God or a child of the devil. You can't be both. Whosoever does not righteousness is not of God. If they don't do righteousness, they're not of God. Neither he that loveth not his brother. In other words, if you love your brother, you're practicing righteousness. Tune in next week for part 4 of Evidences of Being Influenced by Satan.